Martin, that was a disappointing result. 2 points thrown away there.
It was, yeah. It was certainly 2 points lost. And as I said, the players, you know, if you want to progress and challenge for where we want to be at the end of the season, then, you know, you can't be conceding goals like we did today.
Got off to a great start, though. It's a good goal by Gillies after 10 minutes.
I thought the first half we dominated. You know, no disrespect, we should be 4-5-0 up at half time, not half chances, goal scoring chances. And, you know, that was a concern today, that we weren't dominant in front of goal, because, you know, the balls, you know, the little sets for goals, you know, they were just goals. They've got to become goals. We didn't make the keeper work, apart from he makes a great block towards the last few minutes of young Joe Wheatley with his feet. But, you know, the keeper didn't have to make saves, but we had enough chances, easy open chances in the game, to have that game put to bed and enjoy the second half.
Unfortunately, there was a goal at the other end which you might put into the sloppy category.
Yeah, complacency. That's one thing I stressed massively before the game. You know, that they haven't had a great side, a great start the season, North Ferriby, but don't allow complacency. And we didn't, apart from one bit of madness in the game, and I've seen that two or three times a season. That is a concern. You know, the kick-off against Gainsborough, I think Alfreton, you know, you concede within 20 seconds. That's just bound to mentality, sloppiness, whatever you call it. But you can't afford to give teams an opportunities and giving goals. I don't ever see a team do that against ourselves.
Looking at the positives, though, Tom Portis came back after injury today. How do you think he performed?
Yeah, it was an easy game to come back into. You know, it was one of them games where it was so easy at times. But he did well, to be fair to the kid. But it was a good game for him to come back into. But, you know, that was a plus. I thought Liam Miles came on and Joe Whitley came on. I thought they both did fine. But just so disappointed with dropping 2 points.
How's Chris Hunter? He had to be carried off there just before half time.
Yeah, it didn't look good. So we'll go out and see how he's at the hospital now, and we'll assess him sort of once we get him picked up.
Next game, though, the local derby against Pennywood. They drew 1-1 against Salford today, so it's going to be fairly even going into that one by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's a good local derby, and we're looking forward to it.
And there'll be a big crowd as well inside Blackwell Meadows. It's reminiscent of the days in the Evo Stick League and the Northern League.
Yeah, there will be. And like I say, you know, the good games, good Bank Aldermundi games. So, you know, we're looking forward to that now.